Yes, I mean that. He explained that in the few days that he was lost in the black world, he aged at least 10 years, if not more. The emanations inside his cocoon felt the strain of years of solitary struggle. Silvio Manuel was a totally different case. The Nagual Julian also plunged him into the unknown, but Silvio Manuel assembled another world with another set of bands, a world also without the emanations of time, but one which has the opposite effect on seers. He disappeared for 7 years, and yet he felt he had been gone only a moment. To assemble other worlds is not only a matter of practice, but a matter of intent, he continued. And it isn't merely an exercise of bouncing out of those worlds, like being pulled by a rubber band. You see, a seer has to be daring. Once you break the barrier of perception, you don't have to come back to the same place in the world. See what I mean? It slowly dawned on me what he was saying. I had an almost invincible desire to laugh at such a preposterous idea, but before the idea coalesced into a certainty, Don Juan spoke to me and disrupted what I was about to remember. He said that for warriors, the danger of assembling other worlds is that those worlds are as possessive as our world. The force of alignment is such that once the assemblage point breaks away from its normal position, it becomes fixed at other positions by other alignments, and warriors run the risk of getting stranded in inconceivable aloneness. The inquisitive, rational part of me commented that I had seen him in the black world as a ball of luminosity. It was possible, therefore, to be in that world with people. Only if people follow you around by moving their own assemblage points when you move yours, he replied. I shifted mine in order to be with you. Otherwise, you would have been there alone with the allies. We stopped walking, and Don Juan said that it was time for me to go. I want you to bypass all lateral shifts, he said, and go directly to the next total world. The black world. In a couple of days, you'll have to do the same thing by yourself. You won't have time to piddle around. You'll have to do it in order to escape death. He said that breaking the barrier of perception is the culmination of everything seers do. From the moment that barrier is broken, man and his fate take on a different meaning for warriors. Because of the transcendental importance of breaking that barrier, the new seers use the act of breaking it as a final test. The test consists of jumping from a mountaintop into an abyss while in a state of normal awareness. If the warrior jumping into the abyss does not erase the daily world and assemble another one before he reaches bottom, he dies. What you are going to do is to make this world vanish, he went on. But you are going to remain somewhat yourself. This is the ultimate bastion of awareness, the one the new seers count on. They know that after they burn with consciousness, they somewhat retain the sense of being themselves. He smiled and pointed to a street that we could see from where we were standing, the street where Genaro had shown me the mysteries of alignment. That street, like any other, leads to eternity, he said. All you have to do is follow it in total silence. It's time. Go now, go. He turned around and walked away from me. Genaro was waiting for him at the corner. Genaro waved at me and then made a gesture of urging me to come on. Don Juan kept on walking without turning to look. Genaro joined him. I started to follow them, but I knew that it was wrong. Instead, I went in the opposite direction. The street was dark, lonely, and bleak. I did not indulge in feelings of failure or inadequacy. I walked in inner silence. My assemblage point was moving at great speed. I saw the three allies. The line of their middle made them look as if they were smiling sideways. I felt that I was being frivolous. And then a wind-like force blew the world away. Epilogue. A couple of days later, all the Nagual's party and all the apprentices got together on the flat mountaintop Don Juan had told me about. Don Juan said that each of the apprentices had already said goodbye to everybody, and that all of us were in a state of awareness that admitted no sentimentalism. For us, he said, there was only action. We were warriors in a state of total war. Everyone, with the exception of Don Juan, Genaro, Pablito, Nestor, and me, moved a short distance away from the flat mountaintop in order to allow Pablito, Nestor, and me privacy to enter into a state of normal awareness. But before we did, Don Juan took us by the arms and walked us around the flat top. "In a moment, you're going to intend the movement of your assemblage points," he said, "and no one will help you. You are now alone. You must remember then that intent begins with a command. The old seers used to say that if warriors are going to have an internal dialogue, they should have the proper dialogue. For the old seers, that meant a dialogue about sorcery and the enhancement of their self-reflection,